is Terry Mandel, DO, dictating an attorney letter to Rahm Byron, attorney at law of the Ken Nunn Law Office, address on file. Dear Mr. Byron, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Jacqueline Henderson, please note the following medical letter. The first name is Jacqueline, J-A-C-Q-U-E-L-I-N-E. That's J-A-C-Q-U-E-L-I-N-E. Henderson is H-E-N-D-E-R-S-O-N. On February 1st, 2023, I performed an independent medical evaluation period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, as well as took the history directly from the patient period. Due to the constraints of COVID-19, a physical examination was unable to be performed, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 74-year-old female, height 5'4" tall, weight 220 pounds, period. She was involved in a fall injury on or about August 7th of 2021, period. This occurred at a Meijer store on the outside in a parking lot where she was pushing a cart, and she fell as the wheel went into a pothole, period. Her right shin hit the cart. She twisted and pulled her right wrist, as well as her upper extremities, including her right shoulder, period. The patient tried to stop her fall and ultimately resulted in more stretching of her hand and wrist, period. She states that her right leg and right hand was bruised, period. She had immediate pain in her right wrist, comma, neck, comma, right lower leg and shin, comma, right elbow, comma, right hand and shoulder, period. Despite treatment present day, she is still experiencing pain in her right wrist, as well as occasional pain in her right shoulder, neck, and her chin area, period. New paragraph. Present day, the majority of her pain is located in her right wrist with stiffness, period. It is described as a constant burning and throbbing pain, period. It ranges in intensity from a good day of 8 out of 10 to a bad day of 9 out of 10, period. The pain radiates to her right hand and her right thumb, period. She has diminished range of motion, period. She has diminished grip strength, and she is right-hand dominant, period. Because of this situation, she drops items when she lifts them, period. This does affect her manual dexterity, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. She has problems with writing, period. Washing clothes and doing housework is affected, period. Sleeping is affected, period. She has difficulty getting into the shower, period. She has difficulty combing her hair, period. Cooking and mopping the floor is affected, period. New paragraph. Medications include seizure medication, comma, GERD medicine for her stomach, comma, diuretics, comma, and over-the-counter medicines for her wrist, period. New paragraph. Present treatment for this condition includes Tylenol over the counter as well as topical medications, period. She uses a splint and she is doing stretching exercises, period. New paragraph. Past medical history is positive for seizures, comma, GERD, comma, hypertension, comma, asthma, comma, depression, and arthritis, period. New paragraph. Past surgical history is positive for a DNC. New paragraph, past traumatic medical history reveals the patient never injured her right wrist in the past, period. She was involved in an automobile accident several years ago, approximately 30 years ago, with no serious injuries, period. Years ago, in a nursing home, she injured her left foot, and it resolved after approximately 3 weeks, period. She had a concussion and a head injury in 2017 when she fell off a porch, and this may possibly be the cause of her seizures, period. New paragraph. Occupation, she is retired, but prior was a Hardee's manager, period. New paragraph. Timeline for treatment is best recollected by the patient was that a few days after the accident, she saw Dr. Henry, her orthopedic specialist, who ordered x-rays, period. She returned a few days later and ultimately had an MRI. She was seen a few times. She was referred to other specialists, including a hand and wrist specialist. She also had some nerve studies, period. She had an injection, period. She was given more splints, period. She had several treatments of physical therapy, period. She did not have surgery. However, surgery was advised, period. New paragraph. I reviewed several hundred pages of medical records and would like to comment on some of the pertinent findings. Report from IU Hospital Plastic and Hand Specialists, outpatient March 14th, 2022, states that Jacqueline Henderson is a 73-year-old right-hand dominant female who returns for evaluation of bilateral wrist pain. Prior MRI demonstrated a scapholunate ligament injury, period. That's S-C-A-P-H-O-L-U-N-A-T-E, scapholunate ligament injury, period. Though it would be ideal to repair the scapholunate ligament injury, she is quite debilitated and not a great surgical candidate, period. MRI of the right wrist, October 4th, 2021, with comparison of radiographs of October 4th of 2021, show a tear of the scapholunate ligament. That's S-C-A-P-H-O-L-U-N-A-T-E ligament. X-rays of the right wrist, status post fall, October 4th, 2021, showed negative for evidence of healing of acute fracture or malalignment, period. Outpatient sports medicine report by Dr. Arnold, December 29th, 2021. The patient is a 73-year-old female with a history of right wrist pain, presenting for follow-up. Imaging was obtained of the right wrist showing scapholunate ligament tear. She has been wearing a wrist brace but not help, period. Assessment was right wrist pain. MRI reviewed in the office and is consistent with a scapholunate ligamentous tear. I would send her to a hand surgeon for further evaluation and possible surgical intervention, period. IU Health. Patient is a 70-year-old female presenting for follow-up of right shoulder pain and undergoing a fall at the grocery store approximately 6 weeks ago. Assessment was right shoulder pain, one. Number two, right rotator cuff tear. Number three, osteoarthritis of the right acromioclavicular joint. Four, tear of the right glenoid labrum. The patient's left shoulder MRI was reviewed. I will start home therapy for the patient. This was dated September 23rd, 2021. IU Health Hospital, here today for her right shoulder. She notes on August 7th, she had her grandniece in a shopping cart when she hit a pothole, period. This caused the cart to lurch, and she grabbed and tried to stabilize it, period. That is when she started having pain. Currently, she has shoulder pain and has difficulty with motion, period. She notes that she had some physical therapy, but it has been in regards to her simply moving her legs, and she has not had her right shoulder specifically addressed, period. She is right-handed. Of note, she has a brace on her right wrist, period. On physical examination, abnormalities were noted, 100 degrees of forward elevation of her shoulder, passive external rotation to 4. There is altered sensation in a median nerve distribution, period. Mild weakness with finger flexion, period. Tinel's and median nerve compression tests are positive, period. Assessment, right shoulder films are reviewed today. Note is made of very mild degenerative changes, period. MRI shows global tendinopathy, period. Partial thickness tearing of less than 50%. Rotator cuff syndrome of right shoulder. I don't see obvious pathology of the shoulder that would warrant surgery at this time, period. PT of the shoulder would be the best course of treatment. Number two, right wrist pain. I do have concerns. She may have consistent with carpal tunnel syndrome. I'm going to have her get a nerve conduction study to evaluate the nerve, period. This was signed October 4th, 2021. IU Health Records. Ms. Henderson is a 72-year-old female who presents with new right shoulder and right wrist pain due to a grocery store cart rolling over and her falling on top of the cart about 2 weeks ago, period. States that neither her wrist nor her shoulder hit the ground, period. She is having trouble keeping her fingers flexed or extended, period. Numbness and tingling in all fingers. She states her wrist is throbbing at baseline and hurts with any movement, period. She describes her right shoulder pain as more of a popping sensation in her right shoulder. She states she has significant pain with daily activity, period. Right hand exam was abnormal with tenderness throughout the anatomical snuff box, comma, distal radius, comma, ulnar styloid, period. Severe limited range of motion of wrist extension, flexion, radial and ulnar deviation, period. Right shoulder exam showed tenderness throughout the anterior, posterior, and lateral shoulder. A severely limited range of motion and flexion, extension, internal and external rotation, abduction, and adduction, period. Unable to perform special maneuvers secondary to range of motion. Assessment is 1, right shoulder pain, 2, injury of the right rotator cuff, 3, osteoarthritis of the right shoulder, 4, right wrist pain, 5, osteoarthritis of the right wrist, 6, right wrist sprain. Recommend to get x-rays of the right wrist and right shoulder, rule out fracture. History and exam are also consistent with rotator cuff injury. We're also planning to get her shoulder MRI to evaluate for rotator cuff pathology, period. Placing her with a wrist brace, period. New paragraph. After review of all the records, I have found that all her treatment is outlined above and that was given to her fall from the Myers injury of August 7th, 2021 were all appropriate, reasonable, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are number 1, right wrist trauma, comma, strain, comma, pain, comma, and scapholunate ligament tear. Number 2, right shoulder pain, comma, strain, comma, rotator cuff injury, tendinopathy, and labral tear, period. Both diagnoses 1 and 2 are directly caused by the fall injury at the Meijer store of August 7th of 2021, period. New paragraph. At this time, I am rendering an impairment rating, period. Utilizing the book Guides to the Evaluation of Permanent Impairment, 6th edition, by the AMA, please note the following impairment rating. In reference to the right wrist, utilizing Table 15-3, Class 1, the patient qualifies for an 11% upper extremity impairment on the right, which converts to a 7% whole body impairment, period. The basis for the 7% whole body impairment is strictly and totally a direct result of the fall from August 7th of 2021, period. The patient, as she ages, will be more susceptible to arthritis in her right wrist area, period. In reference to her right shoulder, I'm giving her a 0% impairment rating because of her chronic medical conditions, with specifically arthritis, as being noted in both shoulders, period. This fall injury did certainly inflame her right shoulder, but I do not feel that an additional impairment rating would be appropriate, period. New paragraph, future medical expenses will include the following, period. The patient will need the use of continuous over-the-counter analgesics and anti-inflammatories, both topical and oral, at an estimated cost of $100 a month for the remainder of her life, period. The patient can benefit by a few more injections at an estimated cost of $2,500, period. As mentioned in the record, surgery was recommended to her, but due to age and other medical conditions, she is not the best surgical candidate, but ultimately that would be the best resolution for her ligament tear in her wrist. Estimated cost of the surgery would be approximately $125,000, period. This expense would be all-inclusive of hospital, physician, anesthesia, and post-op physical therapy, period. The patient is presently getting occupational therapy to her right arm and will continue to require this type of therapy at an estimated cost of $3,000, period. The patient will need continued use of a wrist splint at an estimated cost of $75 that would need to be replaced every 2 years, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have reviewed the patient medical records and taken the history directly from the patient, but have not been able, but was not able to perform a physical examination. But I have not performed a physical examination, period. The purpose of this was to do an independent medical evaluation based upon the records, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are both based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and osteopathic medicine and have over 40 years experience in these types of cases, period. The patient gave me oral informed consent to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, GON of Dictation.